The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
I know the football season is over, but many of you out there will have been involved in playing fantasy football, fantasy Premier League, and we've got one such man on the line now, Ben Crabtree. Ben, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not as well as you, I understand, after your victory. You're a man who's won the fantasy Premier League. A difficult job to do, but you've managed it really well. A wonderful season for you. It's great to talk to someone who's had a great season. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I am. It's sort of a big relief that it was all over, to be honest, given the sort of tense last few weeks in the build-up. And then the last 90 minutes was pretty painful in a lot of ways. But yeah, I'm happy that it's over and it's kind of locked in now.
How much did you win by in terms of points? You talk about the last tense 90 minutes there. Was it riding on the last weekend of Premier League football?
Yeah, I started off 2 points behind and ended up winning by 5 points.
Wow.
But there's also a little bit of bonus points that have to be added on after. So when the 90 minutes finished, it wasn't actually completely clear that I had won or not.
Right.
So I needed to wait a few hours for things to be confirmed up.
Was it a big prize for you, or is it just pride as far as you're concerned?
I think pride was the biggest prize, but there's a few tickets to VIP hospitality, games of my choice next season, a few holidays, and a PlayStation and a watch and things like that.
Oh, it's not too bad, is it, for a bit of enjoyment along the way. Now, I always start off doing Fantasy Premier League, and of course you get so busy you forget to change your team and you end up keeping it the same for 3 or 4 weeks, which is a big downfall, isn't it? So how meticulous are you week in, week out?
It's normally because I tend to watch a few games over the weekend, then I have a few players in mind from the weekend, and then I'll sort of see any news that's happening. I normally make my changes on Thursday or Friday.
Mm.
Sort of try and leave it quite late in the week just so that I've got most up-to-date info. But it's mainly watching a lot of football, kind of keeps it up-to-date, really.
Now, you're a Blue, are you? An Evertonian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you're obviously local from this area.
Yeah. I grew up on the Wirral.
Everton fan. Number of Everton players in your side week in, week out?
There's normally at least one, probably two most weeks.
Yeah, Lukaku being one of them in terms of hitting the back of the net.
Lukaku and Coleman are sort of regulars until Coleman got injured.
Yeah, well, Coleman was doing well, wasn't he? Scored a few vital goals, didn't he, really? Late ones, winners at Crystal Palace, and probably brought you a few points in. And, of course, Lukaku with a few hat-tricks as well would have helped you along the way.
I had them nicely with a captain as well. So
yeah, the bonus.
The Sunderland and Bournemouth ones.
Well, well timed indeed. Now, am I right in thinking that you've refused to pick any Liverpool players over the course of the season? Surely not.
Yeah, that's just what I normally stick to. Really, is not picking any Liverpool players. So it sort of worked out for me this season.
Well, that's quite incredible, isn't it? Because ordinarily, people would just state, "Well, I'm not that biased in that sense, and if they're going to earn me points and victory and potential prizes, I'll just go for it and bite the bullet." But you're not like that at all.
No, it was only kind of when it came down to the end that it sort of looked like it could go against me. But throughout the season, I was more just playing for winning my mini leagues kind of thing rather than the overall. But it was right at the end when Liverpool were at home to Middlesbrough as one of the only teams to play for, when I thought that it could come back and bite me.
But you still reneged on the chance to pick any players.
Yeah, I thought I had to. I haven't gone that far. So
a whole season without a red in your side. You've done very well to win it. Are you one of these players that also waits until teams are announced? Do you make late changes once teams are made?
The deadline normally closes before any of that happens.
Yeah, so you have to have an eye on injuries, etc.
Yeah, because it was on the last week, then King got injured, Josh King, and I didn't actually know that he had got injured, but apparently it was released sort of an hour or so before, or 2 hours before the game, and so I left him in the team, not knowing that he was actually injured. So on the final week, I wasn't too sharp on it.
Ah, right, right. You've been doing it for a long time, Ben.
Yeah, I think it's the 8th season that I've done it.
Right, and have you come close before?
The next best was 353rd a few years ago.
Which sounds miles away, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, I was really happy with that season.
So are the tactics going to remain something similar to what you had this season when the next campaign gets underway?
I think so. I've just got to try and remember everything that I did kind of thing. But there's bits of luck throughout the season and a few close captain decisions. Sometimes you pick the right one, sometimes you pick the wrong one sort of thing, but it can be 15, 20 points difference.
I mean, do you go for penalty takers as well? Is that part of your strategy? Obviously, goal-scoring defenders are something that many players look at, but penalty takers as well, although there's a cost involved in doing so, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a factor that I would go with if it's I'm torn between two players, then that can kind of clinch it. Baines has always been good in the past, and I actually captained Baines when he scored his penalty against Southampton.
Right.
So I sort of managed to time that one well.
You didn't have him in the side when Lukaku took the penalty at Arsenal then?
No, I only had Holgate in my team at that point.
Right. So in terms of getting to games, do you go and watch Everton?
Yeah, I normally go a few games a season. I used to have a season ticket, but I went travelling and I've not got one since I've come back. But I normally go sort of 6-7 games.
I would imagine even if you're at the game, you've probably only got half an eye on it. You'll be looking at your phone and your tablet, whatever you take with you, and checking on other games, wouldn't you?
It's normally at half time trying to get something, but I think the internet's normally quite bad because everyone's trying to see what the other scores are and stuff and who scored.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.